Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast on the 24th of October, 2025. I'm Andy Eubank, joined by CJ Miller and Greg Allen with news today, including the new harvest weather forecast and more about the Field Atlas program that helps students see the ag industry up close firsthand. The HAT podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. They're online, ffbt.com, to learn more. In that Indiana farm forecast, Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin includes some warmer temps and dry conditions for a few more days. And there was strength in the Thursday corn, bean, and wheat markets. Carl Setzer checks in with market analysis on the HAT Friday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
The wind decreases and the sun increases, and the goal of the Field Atlas program. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Greg Allen. A decrease in wind, but an increase in sunshine. That's according to Hoosier Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin's latest harvest weather forecast, brought to you by Beacon Credit Union. For the next few days, Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin calls for dry weather with improving temperatures.
We get on the backside of Canadian high pressure, see some south flow pick up for the weekend. That combined with a lack of wind, or at least northwest wind, and a increase in sunshine should allow us to see temperatures get back closer to and even a bit above normal from the weekend right on through Monday of next week.
According to Martin, there may be what he calls an interesting little period for Tuesday and Wednesday of next week.
But over the course of this weekend and early on in the week, there's a system that moves through the Missouri Valley, Tennessee Valley, deep south in general, and it doesn't really impact us at all. But Tuesday, Wednesday of this upcoming week, we start to see winds go more south and southeast that may draw up a little bit of this moisture. I'm not big on this round of moisture. I think it's only a few hundreds to a few tenths, and it's only about 40% coverage, but I also can't really say it's dry right now for the Tuesday, Wednesday period. I think a large part of us could be dry, but not everyone, and that may cause a few blips in harvest as we move into midweek.
He's saying we could see our next front come in to haunt us on Halloween night.
That front has half an inch or less of moisture, but it does bring down a very big blast of Canadian air. I'm looking for frost or freeze conditions to be in here for Friday night, Halloween night into Saturday, and Saturday night into Sunday. By the time we get to November 4th, though, that entire first week of November warms up and it dries down. I'm looking for us to be quite mild by the 4th and 5th.
And you can find Ryan Martin's full harvest weather forecast brought to you by Beacon Credit Union at HoosierAgToday.com. Helping college students network and connect with agribusiness leaders is the goal of the Field Atlas program through AgriNovus Indiana. CJ Miller has more.
One of this year's Field Atlas ambassadors is Connor Kiesler from LaGrange. He's studying agricultural education at Purdue University. He says the Field Atlas tours of Indiana-based agribusinesses, including Corteva and Ingredion, have helped him to gain far more insight on the ag industry.
When you think of agriculture, you often think about the production side of things, but you don't often get to think about and see the actual industry and manufacturing side that Indiana has to offer and the great companies we have here in Indiana.
Connor says that serving as a Field Atlas ambassador has also allowed him to learn much more about the many different opportunities to connect computer science with agriculture.
Something I'm passionate about is the idea of like computer science, engineering, the majors we don't often see in agriculture, how those get implemented, and we need them in the agricultural world. At the networking dinner, I was talking to Red Gold and how they have their barcode and computer system tracking every single cam. They know where it's at. That takes some major computer science and IT professionals, and it's bringing those people that don't even know about agriculture into our agricultural industry to help boost our industry.
Most of all, he says he's enjoyed the opportunity to network with agribusiness leaders, including a data scientist at Purdue.
He said, I know a lot of people at Purdue, and so he's going to be a great network opportunity for me to reach out to other professors and maybe some future opportunities for myself.
Learn more about AgriNovus Indiana's Field Atlas program by visiting myfieldatlas.com. You can also find that link at our website, HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
And don't forget to download the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app, the latest in farm news, weather, and markets at your fingertips. Download on the App Store or Google Play. I'm Greg Allen.
Harvest means early mornings, late nights, and long days in the field. While you're out there each day until the last pass is made and the job is done, know that your friends at Farm Credit MidAmerica see your hard work and appreciate all of your long hours. We know that harvest is a busy season for you, but when you need a lender that can rise with you, give us a call at 800-444-FARM. This fall, we rise together. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal opportunity lender.
Pushing for yield? Of course you are. But what's left behind the combine? A golden opportunity, that's what. Take advantage of the bound-up nutrition in your residue with Reclaim from Direct Enterprises. Reclaim makes valuable nutrition available to your next crop, enhances soil health, and reduces reliance on tillage. Plan ahead, get ahead with Reclaim. Learn more about Reclaim and find your local dealer online at directenterprises.com. That's directenterprises.com.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Less windy today, and that kickstarts a beautiful change here across the region. Less windy means we're probably going to be seeing clouds break up a little bit. The clouds have been driven by these strong northwest winds coming across the Great Lake waters. And so those clouds and lake effect clouds have been the key driver of our pattern the past few days. Those start to break up today. In addition, we're starting to get a little bit more of a south flow in here. Not necessarily today, but high pressure that sets up over Michigan tomorrow sees a circulation around the backside. So temperatures are warming ever so slightly. And we're then also going to be seeing sunshine. As the clouds break up, the sunshine helps warm us up a little bit as well. So a nice forecast here to finish the week. Today kickstarts that. We are dry from today through the weekend at this point. Watching a system move through the Tennessee Valley and the Deep South over the weekend, that's going to be a little bit interesting for early next week. I think we are dry on Monday, still under the influence of high pressure to the north. Tuesday, Wednesday next week, the remains of that southern system seem to get caught up in some south and southeast flow, and it may get drug up into Indiana for next to Tuesday and Wednesday. Right now, I'm not looking at any more than about 40% coverage, and moisture doesn't look great, so I'm not convinced this is a true feature, but I can't in good conscience right now before I send you out on the weekend say that it's going to be fully dry next week either. So watch Tuesday, Wednesday. Behind that, Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, we turn cooler, and that sets us up for our next frontal passage overnight Halloween night. That's Friday night through Saturday the 1st. Scattered rain showers in there, nothing huge, half an inch or less, 90% coverage, but it does usher in a dramatic chill down, big surge of cold air, frosts and freezes happening statewide potentially as we move through the overnight Halloween night and the next Saturday night, the 1st into Sunday the 2nd. Some very cold air coming into play here. We move into a dry following week though. That first full week of November definitely starts dry and warmer. We warm back up big time by the 4th and 5th. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
This harvest, it's more than crops. It's your legacy. Beacon Credit Union offers ag loans for equipment, land, and operating costs. Competitive rates, flexible terms, and local experts who know farming. Beacon Credit Union. Local. Trusted. Rooted in agriculture. We're ag people. Serving ag people. Visit beaconcu.org. Insured by ASI, not federally insured EHO lender.
Corn, beans, and wheat back on the high side. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Thursday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank. I'll have settlements coming up. We'll start with market analysis. I grabbed that at the end of the session from Carl Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting. Market started a little higher, led by soybeans early in the session. And Carl, we have taken off since then to finish on a really positive note about dime gains in soybeans. That market continues to be the story. Possible trade deal with China next week. maybe. And that seems to be what's leading the complex.
Yeah, we got talk of you know, the trade delegations meeting here starting this weekend, into next week. We got some meetings coming up with China, hopefully to get some business. Today, though, we did get there's some rumors circulating through the market that maybe we did sell some soybeans off the Pacific Northwest today. Doesn't necessarily mean they went to China, but that is a where China does typically want to buy their soybeans from. We are seeing basis values firm up here today, which would tell us that maybe there is some export demand going on. Also seeing the same thing in wheat. We're getting a little bit of soft wheat demand, given them Kansas City contracts a little bit more support than Chicago. But all around, the market's really benefiting from these demand stories. And we're starting to hear some later production numbers on soybeans as we get into the very tail end of that crop still in the field. Yield's not that great. A lot of two bean pods reported, and elevators from the Western Corn Belts now starting to say they may not go full this year at the end of harvest. All these things starting to get the market shook up a little bit, flushing out some of these weak short positions.
Is some of that yield data that you're talking about debatable? Others that I talk to don't seem to think that what's coming in is impacting the markets much at all.
Yeah, it depends a lot on where you're at. Trade really trying to group together a lot of numbers. And of course, we didn't get the October WASD report. Trade now looking for the November one and getting really skeptical on whether or not we'll get those. So we continue to go off these private estimates. The thing is these start to work a little bit lower and we get into the later final stages of harvest. That's when we will probably get a better idea.
We are now 28 cents off of the $4 level in December corn with nickel gains on Thursday. So not too bad there. Certainly well off the lows that were made not too long ago.
Yeah, corn's starting to heat up here a little bit too. Basis values firming on corn with about 40% of the harvest left to go. Farmers squirreling away that crop. We are not seeing big movement across the Corn Belt. Hedge pressure very, very light. Corn also taking some support today from the energy complex. We look over there, we got gasoline futures up 6 cents a gallon, crude up $3.50 a barrel as we start to see a little bit more tensions in the global crude market. India and China walking away from Russian oil and the U.S. putting more sanctions on Russia could elevate demand for U.S. crude in the world market. Gasoline futures starting to rebound on that news, taking corn along with through the ethanol correlation.
A rebound in live cattle futures and feeder cattle lower on Thursday. A lot of talk in the cattle industry as it pertains to comments coming from the White House. Can you sum all that up for us and how it intertwines with the actual markets, Carl?
Yeah, we're looking at two different things here in that cattle news. And I'm going to start out with the imports of the Argentine beef. And really, in the big picture, the volume of beef we would get out of Argentina is not that great. Argentina, typically, our quota that we import from there every year is 20 million metric tons. So that's about 44 million pounds of beef. The max quota this year, President Trump is quadrupling it, taking it to 80,000 metric tons. Bottom line, that's still about 177 million pounds of Argentine beef. By comparison, our 2026 total beef imports are forecast at 4.95 billion pounds. So not a huge factor. And we also have to remember, we have the Brazilian beef shut off, so we are not bringing in Brazilian beef through our tariffs. So really, this Argentine beef, not even enough to fill the void created from when Brazil left. The contention comes from the U.S. ranchers who are concerned that they're finally making good money on their live cattle may see that taken away from them. The fact of the matter is we just don't see a change in cattle numbers, even if we do bring this beef in. And the long-term thing is we do have a cattle herd that we have to rebuild. Feeder cattle taking it a little bit harder today, but feeder cattle also were well into overbought territory and did need a correction to take place. Boxed beef a little bit firmer here. That tells us that retail side is heating up despite the high values, and that's given our live cattle a little bit more support as we work our way through this announcement from the USDA.
Carl sets her commentary. Carl is at Contas Ag Consulting. The number there is 989-506-1587. On the Hat Farm Market Review, Thursday final numbers, December corn, 428, up an even nickel. March picks up a nickel and a half, going to 441 and a quarter. November beans up an even dime, 1044 and three quarters. January 1062, a gain of 12 cents. 9 1/4 higher. December wheat, 513. Meat markets split today. December live cattle, 241.17, up $1.35. And December lean hogs down 62 cents, 81.77. I'm Andy Eubank with the Thursday review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.